Blog Talk Radio.
Got great legs to figure out why you make me better. Does not compute. Does not compute. You think you're special, well, so do I. Why do special women make me cry? Does not compute, sugar. Does not compute. Must be something in the water they drink. It's been the same with every girl I've had. Must be something in the water they drink. Why else would a woman wanna treat a man so badly? Some people think I'm kinda smart. Why must the brother stop at you before he starts? Does not compute. Yeah, does not compute. Some people think I'm kinda cute. What's your problem? It does not compute. It does not compute. Oh, 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 yeah, yeah. Must be something in the water that you. It's been the sweetest girl I've had. Be something in the water they drink. Why else would a woman want to treat a man so bad? So bad. Her name is Cassandra, and she plays like this.
Let's talk about ladies of hip hop. And
you know, and those past, present, and also what's going on with the ones that are just brewing. And also on July, that's on the 7th, I guess, and on July 14th, True God will be returning to talk about his new album, DOA, which drops on July 7th. And he'll also be talking about the birth of his daughter, who the due date to arrive is on July 7th. But I thank you so much for your support. Shout out to my friend J. Max Hemming, he and his missus, Louisa, in Long Beach, California. We've been having a blast chatting this morning. You know, this oh my God, this is the anniversary of Michael Jackson's death, Farrah Fawcett's death. It's something gone too soon, most definitely, both of them. And, you know, just, oh, my God, this is just something. And Michael Jackson fans are just on blast all over the Internet, especially on Facebook, sharing just wonderful Michael Jackson and Jackson 5 music. So a shout-out and much love to the Jackson family and those of us who love the Jackson family, and especially Miss Michael J. Mike. I like to call him Mike. But today, of course, we're continuing our conversation regarding the Walk Off Weight book journal, and also talking about the importance of fiber foods, too. Feel free to call 714-409-0614. Many of you know I'm preparing for the show, but continue to chat with me up at the chat time. But I'm always researching. I'm always studying. I'm always preparing. I'm always doing something. This is me. Let's listen to some Austin Brown, since we already enjoyed some Prince. Let's listen to Austin Brown, whom, as Michael Jackson's nephew, spent a lot of time with his Uncle Mike, and still spends a lot of time with his uncles who are on tour. And Austin is also doing his own thing, touring with his band and just dropping his music everywhere, just having a great time and just brewing and exploding on this music scene itself. So multi-talented. So here's Austin Brown, okay? And let's get this party started this motivating Monday morning.
I am in a predicament, trying to be a gentleman. She wants me back again.
Oh, I tried so hard
to be as faithful, but I wasn't able. Now it's more painful. Oh, the grass seems green on the other side, and I don't want to see what I have to leave behind. Don't make me choose to be here without you. There's no room for this.
No room for
when
this.
You fall in a kiss, we find that true love can be with more than one. I'm caught in between.
Oh,
can't be me. I gotta choose one, but with you it's more fun.
But it's for not de toi.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
But it's for not de toi.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's for not de
toi. Hey, 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 hey.
But it's for not de toi.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's for not de toi.
My dreams will get shot down. I'm late to the showdown.
Troubles all around.
Love for the shepherd who left from the shelter to try to find better.
Oh, the grass seems green on the other side, and I don't want to see what I have to leave behind.
Don't make me choose to be here without you. There's no room to fit.
No room to
when
fit.
You fall in a kiss, we find that true love can be with more than one. I'm caught in between.
Caught in between.
Oh, can't be me. I gotta choose one, but with you it's more fun.
But it's for not de toi.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
But it's for not de toi.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's for not de toi.
Hey, 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 hey.
But it's for not de toi.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's for not de toi.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
But it's for not de toi.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's for not de toi.
Because he's very interactive with all his friends and fans and supporters, and plus his friends that he recorded with, the Backpack Kids. Really awesome group of people, Tommy Parker and all the other guys. So, you know, really network with them if you really dig his music and want to know more. Very interactive, very approachable. But today, happy birthday. Today is your birthday. It's anything that's happy that's going on in your life, and anything sad, I send my love and hugs to you. And also, get well soon, David Harrison Levy of Beverly Hills. Love you so much. You're such an inspiration. You all hear me speak of him so much. And he became ill again today, not today, but Saturday night, doing his attendance at the Emmys. At the Beverly Hilton this past Saturday night, and had to go to the hospital and spent the night in the hospital. So as of late last night, he's home now, and he's doing much better. And a lot of people get on him because he stays busy, stay on the go. He's a star maker. But then the star maker cares for so many people, but it's so important for him to also take care, good care of himself. But, you know, I guess staying busy is important to him also. But take care of you, star maker David. Love you so much. You've been definitely a blessing and inspiration to me since 0707, since we befriended one another, showing concern regarding our mutual friend Lenny Kravitz. When Lenny Kravitz had took ill back in 87, 08, and was hospitalized, that's when David Harrison Levy, the star maker, and I became friends. And he's such an inspiration. And not only does he make Hollywood stars, but he brings the star out of just everyday people. And he is the proponent of such important causes, from breast cancer. He lost his sister, like I, from cancer, and also animal and pet lover, and just a lover of people, and bringing the best out of people, and doing his best to show the best of him. So much love and hugs to he, and also to his lady Nila, who sent me a prayer request a couple weeks ago. So thank you so much. I really was happy to hear from his new lady. You know, that's really important, you know, to be accepted into, you know, for someone significant other, or husband or wife, to, that you're not, that you don't know to open up and reach out to you. So take good care of Dave, and you too take good care of one another. So it's real important for people that show interest and love for you to make sure that they're happy also, because I know my well-being is important to him also. And also, you know, being what I need to be in regards to my career also, and in business relations. But let's go ahead. Happy birthday to you, everybody. Happy birthday to Toni C. Wright, my Mississippi homegirl, who was she was Miss Mississippi, but she happened to have been also the first crown African-American Miss Mississippi. And I had the pleasure of meeting Toni when she was reigning queen back in 86. 7, if I'm not mistaken. So that was just a blessing, and I just love networking with her online and keeping in touch with her via Facebook, and just amazing. So happy birthday to she and her sister, because they're twins. And so her sister still lives down here in Mississippi, but Tony's doing amazing things up in New York, she and her kids, and it's just so great that she keeps us updated with what's going on in her life. So happy birthday, Miss T. Love you so much. Hugs. But today in history, on June 25th, 1876, Lieutenant Colonel George A. Custer and his 7th Cavalry were wiped out by the Sioux and Cheyenne Indians in the Battle of Little Bighorn in Montana. Wow, were wiped out? It's amazing when you hear certain history facts. One of my favorite cousins is in Montana. And that's where John Mayer has moved to, too, right? He's up in Montana doing his thing. But then also in 1788, Virginia ratified the U.S. Constitution. And also in 1868, Florida, Alabama, Louisiana, Georgia, North Carolina, and South Carolina were readmitted to the Union. In 1950, war broke out on the Korean Peninsula as forces from the communist North invaded the South. My mother's husband was lost in action, missing in action in that war. My real birth name is, last name is Williams. That's my mother's name. And my eldest sister's father, he was lost in that war. I explained to you all on Father's Day. The reason my last name is Williams is because I was born in a Catholic hospital. My father, who is the father of my other 4 siblings, I'm the youngest. But when I was born in a Catholic hospital, and Catholic hospitals, you know, don't play that, so I had to be, I was named after, you know, took my mother's last name. Just to make a long story short, but the Korean War is something that's close and important to us because my eldest sister's father and my mother's husband at the time was MIA in the whole Korean War. So just amazing. He worked in the paramedics. He would help the injured and you know, soldiers, and it just so happened they were bombed and he was killed. That's what happened. Then also in 1951, the first commercial color telecast took place as CBS transmitted a 1-hour special from New York to 4 cities. Wow. 1962, the Supreme Court ruled that the use of an unofficial non-denominational prayer in New York public schools was unconstitutional. 1967, the Beatles performed a new song, All You Need Is Love. All We Need Is Love. That is so true. During a live international telecast. And also in 1973, former White House counsel John Dean began testifying before the Senate Watergate Committee. Wow, wow, wow. So it's a lot of things that happened today in history, but we have to talk about fiber foods and also walking off the weight, or, you know, maintaining our good health. If we don't have to walk off the weight, you do need to maintain your health regardless. And I mentioned before, in 2009, Michael Jackson died from an overdose of the powerful anesthetic propofol. The 50-year-old singer's Dr. Conrad Murray had pleaded innocent to the involuntary manslaughter, and he's still in the pen, right? Also, other celebrities. June Lockhart of Lassie in Lost in Space is 87. Willis Reed, Basketball Hall of Famer, is 70. Gary David Goldberg, writer and producer of Family Ties and Spin City. Wow, I love both those shows. 68. Carly Simon, singer, 67. Jimmy Walker is 65. Wow. That one was, what's her name, Bernadette Stanton. She was in town a couple weeks ago performing with a play. Jimmy Walker is 65. Phyllis George is 63. Tim Finn of Crowded House is 60. Crowded House, oh my God, is one of my favorite 80s bands. And George Michael, 49. George Michael's only 49? Amazing. Well, wow. I'll be turning 44. So when Wham came out, he was only 5 years older than me. Wow. Can I pronounce his name good? Mutombo, the basketball player, he's 46. Richie Rich, rapper producer, is 45. Angela Kinsey, actress from The Office, is 41. Carlos Delgado, baseball player, is 40. Nickelback musician Mike Kroger is 40. There are a lot of birthdays today, but also Ricky Gervais of The Office. And well-known award show host, actor, writer. He's 51 today. So happy birthday to everyone. Just have a blessed and happy Manic Monday today. So let's talk about, I have noticed people, I wonder if my neighbors listen to the show. You don't know who listens to your show and who don't, unless people tell you or give you feedback online, but I have noticed more of my neighbors are walking. I don't know if it's a coincidence or if they're listening to the show or what, but I'm going to shout out neighbors that I have noticed walking throughout the neighborhood. Literally, I'm talking about walking, not just to be walking, but literally walking and exercising. So I want to shout out those of you that I have been seeing. You know who you are. That I have been, you know, if you listen to the show, shout you out for walking and doing other things. If it's a coincidence, I still, like, shout you out. But, you know, it's good. I love the support that I get worldwide. But it's good to know that people that you come in contact with on a daily basis in your own community also listen that and support for the Strike Entertainment Reports also. So thank you. And, you know, call in and email me and let's talk about how important eye health is, you know, really. So I said to formally invite Michelle Stanton to the show to discuss the process of writing this book and how many people this book has actually helped. Now, I'm looking at different links to in regards to the importance of fiber food, because I don't know about you guys, but I love breads and white food and so on, but it's important for us to, and even if you do like your white foods and like to, you know, keep it at a minimum, it's still important to eat fiber foods. I've always loved fiber foods, but I definitely need to replace, like, white foods that I like with more fiber foods. And, you know, when Cousin Linda first called the show, she's good looking in her early 60s. Cousin Linda looks like she's in her 30s, literally. And but one thing about it, fiber foods are so important for us, and it just keeps us healthy. And I'm looking at different websites, and a few websites that you can check out, WeHealNY.org. I guess it's WeHealNewYork.org for health info and dietary of fiber. Some websites that I – and here's Dr. Og. Of course, you know he give us the 411 on high-fiber foods. And you can check out DrOg.com. Also check out Jorge. Also, Jorge Cruz, you know, the personal trainer, he's big on talking about the importance of fiber. And also Ty Mock. Tweet him at Ty Mock, because I used to love visiting his website, Ty Mock TV, and also Dynasty 8. But I think Dynasty 8 now has, like, a promotion of his film. But Ty Mock, he definitely would, you know, give you the 411 on the importance of getting all those white foods out of your diet plan and replace it with brown foods, and replace your rice with like couscous and with brown rice and more wheats and so on. So there's a website you can check out, dlife.com/fiber_fiberfood. I'm checking out that website right now. I've posted and tweeted an article also about fiber. And you all know to definitely check out smartpeople.com. sparkpeople.com, you can not only, you know, get information from Spark People, but like I told you before, join the support meetings and talk one-on-one and in group with others that are, you know, maintaining their health also in regards to that. Yeah, D-Life is for the diabetics. And also, I just lost my spite right quick. My MyTouch Android is still acting crazy, so I'm not looking at the switchboard right now, but I'll click back on it in just a few. We have about 5 minutes of live broadcasting, but we can continue the show on for another, you know, 10, 15 more minutes. And also, I enter the chat room, and even after the live streaming, you don't have to leave out the chat room. You can stay in the chat room, and we can talk about different subjects. Okay, the 20 best foods for fiber. And I'm looking at this article from Health Magazine, health.com. And it states that fiber can lower our blood sugar, cut our cholesterol. I even posted on my Pinterest page also. Fiber can lower our blood sugar, cut cholesterol, and may even prevent colon cancer and help you avoid hemorrhoids. If it were a drug, the world would be clamoring for it. But few people are getting enough. Women should get about 5 grams a day, and men at least 35 to 40. But the average person gets just 15 grams a day. Eating fiber-rich whole foods, not foods that tout added fiber, is the best way to increase your fiber intake, says Carolyn Brown, RD, a nutritionist at Food Trainers in New York City. But here's a list of fiber foods and tasty recipes. And so you all can check it out. I have it tweeted. I have it on Pinterest. And I have it on my Facebook page and LinkedIn, the list of the best fave 20 foods in fiber. So I'm looking at the list. I have been looking at the list. Corn. Corn is real important. And I love corn. We're most familiar with sunny yellow version, but corn comes in all colors from pink to blue to black. And corn has a combination of antioxidants, nutrients. So corn is good. White beans, good. White beans are real good and important. So we have white beans, corn, plus, if you haven't got your copy of Walk Off Weight, remember, visit prevention.com. Because the prevention.com fitness director is the author of Walk Off Weight. White beans, black beans. Black beans are rich in fiber, protein. Black beans are rich in potassium. Black beans contain 15 grams of fiber per cup and about 15 grams of protein. I mean, potassium for white beans. Kidney beans. I love kidney beans. They're good in fiber, in regards to fiber. And the live stream is going to stop. I'm going to continue sharing this list with you all, and you all can check it out. Garbanzo beans are real important. And there's a recipe for glassed Jamaican rice and peas. And remember, this is courtesy of Health Magazine, health.com. Garbanzo beans are also known as chickpeas. These are versatile legumes, come in two varieties, the light color, kabuli type, most common in the United States, and the darker, desi variety. Then avocados. They're good in fiber. So we have 10 seconds of live streaming. So what's up? It's a Motivating Monday, and I wish you all a blessed week. But those of you that are continuing on, thank you. They can stick with us. Thank you for viewing the profile. Have reached 66K views at the show premiere March the 21st, 2011. Shout out to my dear friend in London, Perry Gorton. Shout out to Pili Cortez and the WoHo fam also, and all the WoHo friends out there, all of her fans and supporters and friends like I. Okay, whole wheat pasta. I had whole wheat pasta this weekend, plus I had black beans also. And matter of fact, I had black beans with pasta. So that's avocados are the creamy flesh of the avocado is a great fiber source. A 2 tablespoon serving of avocado has about 2 grams of fiber, and the entire fruit contains around 10 grams. Avocados are also an excellent source of moto and polo saturated fats, the good kind that can help lower your cholesterol and reduce heart disease risk. The whole wheat pasta is good. Yummy, yummy. Really like it. I pretty much like it better than a regular pasta. And whole wheat pasta, swapping that traditional pasta for the whole wheat kind is a great way to introduce more fiber to your diet. Well, the small changes will make a difference, and that is so true. I have noticed that my small efforts have been making a big difference. I've been making just small, important efforts, and I have definitely been seeing results. In regards to exercise and in regards to healthy eating habits also. But whole wheat pasta can be an acquired taste for those who are used to the white version. Grocery stores are likely to have whole wheat pasta in several brands and shapes. You may want to try a few shapes to find the one with the taste and texture combination you will like. But I see the wheat version in everywhere pretty much here. Piggly Wiggly, Save-A-Lot, and then you also know you can more than likely find it also here at Rainbow Co-op, at Rainbow Organic Grocery Store here in the Fondren area. But I've seen it in just a regular grocery store, Save-A-Lot and Piggly Wiggly, and I'm sure it's in Kroger and other stores. Brown rice, I've always a fave of mine, and I'm sure many of you also. Brown rice. So, you know, some people hear fiber and think, oh, my God, I don't want to eat. Fiber is so boring, but it's not boring. There are some good, tasty fiber foods out there that's good to eat and good for us. Brown rice, if you've been strictly a white rice eater, the chewer, texture, and nutter taste of brown rice can take some getting used to, but it's worth the effort. Every cup contains 3.5 grams of fiber. Harvard researchers recently found that although eating 5 or more servings of white rice a week increased type 2 diabetes risk by 17%, adding a couple of servings of brown rice per week decreased risk by 11%. So, you know, you can still eat certain foods, but gradually add healthier versions of those certain foods. You know, it's real, real important. Okay, how do you pronounce these? Edamame, is that how you pronounce it? Edamame, E-D-A-M-A-M-E. I eat them, but how do you pronounce them? Long pot, I think I eat them. Yeah, I do. Long popular in East Asian, almost like the butter bean family. Long popular in East Asian cuisine, edamame are immature soybeans. Ah! Oh, I love soybeans. I love soybeans. Are immature soybeans born in the pot. You can pop them out of the pot into your mouth or mix them into a tasty dip. A half cup serving of edamame can contain up to 11 grams of protein and 9 grams of fiber, depending on the brand. Then we're talking about whole wheat bread. Tom Jordan's playing Michael Jackson in the Jackson 5 now. Whole wheat bread. I love whole wheat bread. There's a recipe called the Carb Lovers Club sandwich you can check out on this in this article. White bread and other refined grains are milled, meaning the outer coating of the grain, the bran, has been removed along with the germ, a tiny part of the kernel that serves as the seed's embryo. Whole wheat retains these nutrient and fiber-rich elements. So switching from white to whole wheat is a smart nutritional move. Making it your go-to will make a big difference in terms of the number of grams of fiber you're getting. So whole wheat is definitely important. Lentils, that's next on the list. Yeah, lentils, L-E-N-T-I-L-S. Some of you, that's a favorite of some of yours. This tiny member of the legume family is super rich in fiber. With 15.6 grams per cup, cultivated since Neolithic times, lentils are also a great source of protein, B vitamins, iron, and other minerals. Next, pears. And there's a recipe they say for smoked cheddar and lentil burgers. That sounds kind of interesting. So I'm just giving you the rundown of the top 20. You all can check out the article yourself and go in depth and read. I'll read more about these fruits. Some of the fruits and veggies, some of these probably are some of your fiber foods, I mean. Some of them probably are faves of yours, but maybe you didn't know they were so nutritional also. As with most fruits with edible skins, pears are most nutritious and fiber-rich when their skins are left intact. Keeping the skin on is really important for fiber, Brown says. A medium-sized unpeeled pear contains about 5.5 grams of fiber. Well, I love to eat my pears with the skin on. So yummy, yummy to me, and I'm sure to many of you also. Pears are so good. I like them without the skin or with the skin. My goodness. Artichokes. A single boiled artichoke contains a whopping 10.3 grams of fiber, and you would get 7.2 grams of fiber from a half cup of artichoke hearts. Artichokes are also rich in silymarin and antioxidants. The most improved liver health. And oatmeal, that's a favorite of mine. I said the other day on Facebook that I was preparing to eat. I shared an oatmeal recipe from Spark People. And then one of my Facebook friends said that she hates oatmeal. I said, well, I'm preparing to eat oatmeal. But I know many of you aren't fans of oatmeal, but oatmeal is healthy for you. Oats contain beta-glucan, a special type of fiber that has particularly powerful cholesterol-lowering effects and may also boost immune system function. Oats also feature a good mix of soluble fiber, the type that lowers blood cholesterol and insoluble fiber, which helps keep your digestion running smoothly. And next are raspberries. Raspberries are also good in fiber. And we have a little over 5 minutes for the show. Raspberries. Whether they're ruby red or blue-black, raspberries are nutrition superstars. In addition to being extra rich in fiber, one cup will give you about a third of your daily fiber needs. They're also chock full of powerful antioxidants. When raspberries aren't in season, buying them frozen is easier on your wallet. And next are peas. Excuse me. I need to drink some of my hot green tea. So, excuse me. Sometimes my throat is feeling okay today. You all know I need to see my dentist really badly. And so sometimes my throat is killing me doing broadcasts. But this morning feels pretty good. But sometimes, you know, because I definitely need to see my dentist like ASAP and my mouth and my throat, I'm talking about like, my goodness. Sometimes I think some of you notice that too. Like, wow, our throat must be hurting. Our mouth must be hurting. The humble pea eaten straight out of the pod, but frozen or cooked or dried and made into split pea soup, is a tasty, versatile, and inexpensive fiber source. One cup of split peas boasts 16.3 grams of fiber, and a cup of frozen peas contains a not-too-shabby 8.8 grams after cooking. I love me some peas. I love cream peas. You know, not too strong on the cream, huh? But I love peas. I love peas plain and with cream. Delicious. Broccoli wasn't a fave of President George Bush, but it's a fave of mine. By now, we all know that broccoli is very good for you, a member of the cruciferous vegetable family. Known for its cancer-preventing properties, this veggie also contains a respectable amount of fiber. You get about 5.1 grams in a cup of broccoli. And next are apples. Apple a day keeps the doctor away. That's an old saying, right? So apparently it is so true for it to be on the list of the 20 best foods for fiber. When you're talking about apples, the skin's the thing. You've got to leave it on or you'll be missing out on fiber and a host of beneficial phytochemicals. Once you take the skin off, you take off a lot of good stuff that is in there. A single regular-sized apple contains about 4.4 grams of fiber. Next, almonds. I love almonds. Almonds are pretty much every other edible nut and seed you can think of. Are good sources of fiber packed with healthy fats and protein. But all that goodness comes from a high calorie count. So keep your eye on the serving size. A quarter cup handful makes a good balance with about 30 grams of fiber and around 170 calories. Now, that's one thing about Jorge Cruz. His diets incorporate a lot of fiber, a lot of nuts, almonds and sunflower seeds, et cetera, you know, to reduce belly fat. And then there's barley. It may be known as a raw ingredient in beer and whiskey, but barley is a whole grain, too, and a good source of heart-healthy beta-glucan. A recent study found that healthy people who ate barley with their breakfast felt less hungry before, less than study participants who ate wheat or refined rice. And then that's it. And there's some information also about the 24 tasty low sodium recipes for every meal. And I know that's important for many of those of you that love a lot of sodium. I am not a big fan of a lot of salt and a lot of sodium, just enough to you know, season my meal. But my addiction, which I have been weaning myself off of, is sugar and sodas, and I've been doing pretty good. So I'm going to go ahead and conclude the show, and remember to check out Walk Off Weight. Checkprevention.com. You might get a subscription to prevention.com. Visit their website and order the book, Walk Off Weight. And it's good for not only those of you who want to drop some pounds, but those who just want to become more active. You know, just have an active lifestyle, and walking is really easy. I hope you enjoyed me sharing part of the book last Monday in regards to the importance of proper exercise gear. And I definitely need to get me some new exercise gear. And I've seen some amazing stuff at different retailers, some of my favorite retailers, like, you know, Walmart and Penny's, et cetera, other places. So I thank you all for your support. And tomorrow we'll be talking about Independence Day celebration ideas and staycations and vacation ideas here in the U.S. in regards to Independence Day and summer fun. And Wednesday will be religion and sex. Thursday we'll be talking about Mark. You know, I'm a Mark girl, Mark rep. So we'll be talking about Mark, what's going on with Mark. And Friday, of course, sports and more sports. Saturday we'll be talking about ladies of me. Saturday night will be my talk with Jay Williams again. And then on July 7th will be my talk about, and New Edition will be in town that weekend. So shout out to New Edition. I had thought I was going to be going to that concert, and I know the guys, I've known them for 30 years, but I won't be making that concert. So, but I will be on air that night at 10:30 talking to Jay Williams. And also on July 7th would be the Ladies of Hip Hop. That would be that show of Weekend Edition. And on July 14th, True Immortal returns. True God Immortal returns to talk about his new album and also his new daughter, who is due to arrive on July 7th. So I thank you all for your support. You can email me at kultreshokenter. Wait a second, Culture Track Entertainment @yahoo.com. So